Hello there, this is the newest Weekly Freak. I'm Jacqueline Purtle, your host. You can find me at freakyhealer.com. How do you navigate through all that is out there? There's so much out there, right? Always so much to do, so much to take care of, so many things to be part of and everything, and so many books to read, so many teachings, so many, this and that and this and that, and you could go on and on and on. And then there's so much, we end up saying, you know, what is too much, so we don't do anything. Or the other thing is we keep reading, you know, and make it like we have to read a new book, we have to do this, we have to do that, be there and whatnot. And then we kind of do it like a robot-like style, you know, and we do it, but we don't implement what actually works or what we thought like, oh, that's really interesting. I want to implement that. And we don't, because there's so much to do. So a good way to look at it is this. When you walk through your life or through, your, let's go by day, because life is a long thing. And then we look at the long thing again. And then we said, oh, no, we won't. I don't want to do that. It's too much. But when you walk through your new day and you read something, you know, it's great to read this, but you don't have to take everything with you that's in there. You know, that you've read. You can actually consciously, when you read, consciously notice where you get an inside feeling, that point where it's actually really for you. Because not the whole book, not the whole article, not the whole episode, not the whole documentary is usually for you. And so what you do is when you read that whole thing, or when you watch that whole documentary, or you go to that whole event, you need to be consciously present and realize that inner feeling that you get. And it can be like a butterfly feeling, it can be like an electricity feeling, it can be just like a mental note, wow, that's really profound for me, that just shifted me, right? And really then only take those few little things and moments or words or smiles or whatnot that actually you noticed in such a profound way with you. That way you leave the noise behind. So you can even have a journal, you know, start a journal with you, profound things or whatnot, that every time you read something, if it's that profound that it actually really energetically and really inside of you shifts you, like, wow, that kind of shift, you can write it down. And only that you take with, the rest you forget, you leave it behind. It's fine. It was not for you. Doesn't mean it wasn't good or it wasn't right that you went or read this. It's just not the top of the top thing that's actually there for you to shift with. And then, you know, the next article is the next again. And then you move on, and always new and always profoundly new stuff will come to you. And you only take with you and fill yourself with the things, the to-do things that actually really fit you profoundly. The rest is just experiences. You go to an event, you experience the whole event, it's a wonderful time, and only two things profoundly you take with you, and these two things, that's what you're focusing on. And that way you always kind of stay clear of this getting gunked up with all this noise, right? This busyness and whatnot. That is the same when you read a book. That is the same when you read an article, when you listen to music, you know, it's that one little part. How did it make you feel? Put it in your profound, you know, touched profoundly journal. I felt that, right? And then focus on that feeling until the next song again, right? And that is really how you keep kind of like keep yourself in your lane, in your middle, aligned, and you experience life fully with everything there is, because there's so much to experience. How wonderful is that? Fill yourself with that. However, you're only gonna focus on taking with you what's profound for you, because that profound stuff is the only thing that's actually gonna help you shift, expand, and calibrate to your next thing. That's it. You don't have to do everything that's in the book, do everything that's in the article, and memorize everything, whatnot. No, just whatever shifts you, right? Whatever shifts you. It's the same like when you go into a grocery store. When you go into a grocery store and you shop, there are these one or two little things that really just like, oh my gosh, this would feel so good for me to have in my body, right? You don't go through the grocery store and fill yourself with everything that's there, you know, just because it's there. I hope you don't, but you kind of pick what's really profoundly feeling good for you. And that's conscious shopping, conscious eating, conscious nourishing, you know? And that is profound because then you walk out of the grocery store just with the little few things that are actually for you at that moment and not with the whole store. And so to do that in life too, because there's so much and there's no badness in or wrongness or whatever, unhappiness in experiencing a lot of things. Please do, that's why you're here in life. But then only take home and pick only the things that profoundly shift you. That's how you keep yourself clean, aligned, and really, really profoundly expanding and calibrating. If you want to know more about my work, you can find me at freakyhealer.com. And I also have another podcast, The Corporate Happiness Show, that talks about these things too. And I wrote over 16 books, Ella's Inner Genius, the newest one, and it talks about that too. So you have so much material that you can look into and then only pick what really fits for you. And contact me if you have questions or need help. This is Jacqueline. I'll talk to you next week.